Adler might not appreciate that our coverage of him follows Freud. He was quite adamant that he was never a follower of Freud. Adler was one of the original members of Freud's Wednesday Psychological Society, later called the Vienna Psychoanalytic Society, which consisted of five physicians who met weekly at Freud's home to discuss psychoanalysis. He was invited to join in 1902 after he wrote a defense of Freud's interpretation of dreams, published in a newspaper in Vienna. In 1907, Adler published Study of Organ Inferiority and Its Psychical Compensation, suggesting that physical difficulties, not sex, was the source of human motivation. This was the start of a bitter rivalry with Freud that eventually led to his departure from the group. Maslow tells a story about an interaction with Adler where Adler went off on Freud and said that he was never a follower and that he has his own ideas, and he called Freud a swindler. And on other occasions, he was known to produce a postcard where Freud invited him to those early meetings at his house, and it was signed, "Your colleague." Adler's reaction is perhaps even more ironic in light of one of Adler's main contributions, the inferiority complex. In general, there is probably less name recognition for Adler compared to some of the other theorists we'll discuss, but I think you'll recognize his contributions. Much of what he said has become so widely accepted that it's been incorporated into our everyday terms and wisdoms: sibling rivalry, inferiority complex, and the idea that sometimes people act superior when they really feel inferior.